Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 17, verse 5. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith, they said. Why would they say that? Well, one of the reasons would be they hear him talking about it so much. And they see him operating in faith. And they see what's happening in provision, protection, and miracles. And he keeps talking about faith. I hadn't seen faith like this in all Israel. Great is your faith. As you believed, be it done according to your faith. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has healed you. This is what they're hearing every day. Was Jesus a faith preacher? Then we're in good company then, aren't we? He's a preacher of faith. He's always talking about faith. And he's talking about, you know, at this point, some things about forgiveness too. And you forgive by faith. That's a great lesson many have never learned.
That's true. That is so true.
People say, well, I've tried to forgive them. And then I think about what they did to me and it just made me so mad. What's that got to do with it? See, being feeling oriented will make you perpetually unstable. And feeling is not faith. Forgiving by faith is compared, Jesus compared it, to release of debt. Do you remember in what we call the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Another account said, forgive us of our trespasses. So, how do you forgive a debt? If somebody owed you $1,000, and for whatever reason, one day you said, no, I'm going to forgive them of that debt. And so you call them, and you got the paperwork, and you said, look, you don't owe me this anymore. Here's the document. We tear this agreement up. You are released from what you owe me. But then next week, you get a bill and you could really use that $1,000. And even if you had a feeling where you vocalized it or not, you thought, man, I could use that $1,000. Well, tough. Yeah. Right? Because you tore up the paperwork. Right. I don't care how strongly you feel and would like to have it. Is it based on feeling that that debt is released or not? You did it as an act. Right. But this is exactly how you forgive people that have done you wrong, whether you just thought they did you wrong or whether they really did. It works out the same. You say, you just by faith, it's a choice. It's an act of your will. By faith, you say, Father, you know that thing they did, you know, that hurt me or whatever? In the name of Jesus, I release them. I forgive them. They owe me nothing. They don't owe me an apology. They don't owe me an explanation. They don't owe me to make it right. By faith, I tear up the paperwork. They owe me nothing. And if tomorrow some memories try to come back or you see them and they're still acting like a heathen, whatever the case might be, what does that matter? You forgave them. And if you will hold to what you did, somebody say, by faith, by faith. Faith is not by what you see. It's not by what you feel. If you hold to it, your feelings will change. That anger, that resentment, that bitterness. But if you keep yielding to it, it'll be with you 20 years from now or 50. No, said out loud, I can forgive, even as God forgives. For the love of God is in me by the Holy Spirit. Didn't he tell us to forgive each other as he has forgiven us? God has forgiven us for Christ's sake. So don't And you know, another side of this is very serious. He said, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. So don't say I can't. It's a lie. And it's not based on feelings. Increase our faith. And we got Jesus' answer to this. How many would like for your faith to be increased? Enlarged. Here it is. Increase our faith, they said. They had heard enough about faith and seen enough about faith and what they needed to do, and we want more. We see how important it is. Lord, increase our faith. I don't know what they thought. Maybe they imagined he'd lay hands on them or just zap them some way. Or here you go. More faith. Woo. That's not how it works. Increase our faith. Verse 6, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Do you reckon they thought they had some faith? Yes. We don't have to wonder. They didn't say, give us faith. What'd they say? What does that mean? What does that prove? They thought they had some, right? They believed they had some. And so what he's saying is, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, if they thought they had any, they thought they had that. How big? Well, he uses this both for its size, but also because it's a seed and how it can go from so tiny to so big. From a tiny seed to a small tree. Tiny things can become very big. But what he's telling, and this works, this is how he does everything. I want more, I want more, I need more. Well, if you do, great. It's good that you do. But if you do, you won't get more by begging for more.
Right.
You get more by doing the right thing with what you have.
Amen.
Yeah. By being a good steward of what you already have. That was worth you coming to church for, right?
Yeah.
Right there. Is that true or not? Do you believe this?
Yeah.
I want more. I want more. I want more friends. I want more friends. You need to treat the ones you got real good. And you need to be a good friend. And sow friendship. Quit begging for friends. Be a friend. Sow friendship. What I really need is more monies. More money. You won't get it by begging for money.
That's right.
Including begging God for money. That you will not get it. You'll frustrate yourself. How are you going to get it? God multiplies seed sown.
That's right.
Well, a million times zero is zero. A billion times zero is still zero. You got to give him something to multiply.
Amen.
You got to plant something if you want to reap something. Well, if you saw a farmer sitting on his porch and you said, he's got, you know, 800 acres, and you say, well, man, what's going on? You know, when do we get to harvest? Oh, soon. I'm confessing a big harvest. We're having a big harvest going to come in. You say, well, how much did you plant? Oh, I didn't plant anything this time. But I'm believing for a big harvest. It's not how it works.
That's right.
Is it?
No.
And sowing and planting is not just during offering time.
That's right.
It's your whole life.
That's right.
It's your whole life.
Yeah.
Sowing and planting.
That's right.
Things here, things there.
Yeah.
Sowing is not loaning.
That's
right. Sowing is not doing something and have in mind you're going to get something back out of it. Trying to buy something. It's no strings. They said, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Now here is a tremendous revelation. If you had faith, you would say.
Come on.
If you had faith, you would say. Come on, say it out loud. If you have faith, you would say. You would say. Faith speaks. Hallelujah. No speaky, no faithy. Somebody needed to get woke up right there. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say. Now here's something else. He talks about a tree being pulled up by the roots and relocated into the ocean. It takes some power to do that. Would it? How much faith does it take to do that? Very little. Very little. He also talked to him about mountains being relocated.
Yes.
I said, well, he's just figuratively speaking. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Faith is what created mountains to begin with.
Yes.
God's faith.
Yes.
And the oceans. And the atmosphere.
Yes.
And the galaxy.
Yes.
He spoke. And it became.
Yes.
He has faith.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's how he releases his faith, is through his words.
Right.
They said, Lord, let me read it to you from Young's Literal. The apostle said to the Lord, add to us faith. Well, that means you think you got some. Not give us some starter faith. No. We want more. That means you believe you got some. And he knew that's what they were saying, which is why one of the reasons he said, if you had faith like a mustard seed. I mean, if you just had that kind of faith, you could do this with it. How much faith do you need for what you are wanting in your life? If mustard seed faith, a tiny amount of faith, can rip up trees and throw them in the ocean, why couldn't it touch your liver or your kidneys or cause some money to come in to pay your bills or cause your baby's fever to go down, stomachache to stop?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.